Blog Talk Radio.
The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
This is the story of a man's faith in God, a story of perfect obedience to divine decree. This is a story of love between God and man. There dwelt in the plains of Mamre Abraham and his wife Sarah and the people of the Hebrews. Abraham was advanced in age and wisdom, the leader of his nation. For many years he had hoped for an heir, a son to take his place, but Sarah had remained childless. But one day,
"Sarah, my wife, you will have a son."
"Son? A son?"
"The Lord God has revealed this to me. A son who will become the leader of our people."
"But Abraham, that is impossible."
"The Lord God has spoken."
"You have forgotten your age and mine."
"Nothing is impossible to God."
"But you are near to 100 years old, and I... Such blessings are not for a woman of 90.
"You dare to question a prophecy of the Lord God Almighty?"
"Abraham, it is Satan tempting you. He knows you love God. He is jealous."
"Silence! Think you I could be mistaken in my Lord? It was the Lord God Almighty who spoke to me, just as he has spoken in the past."
"But a son, after all these years of praying..."
"The years have not been empty. God has been good to us and to our people."
"And now this crowning glory."
"Thou shalt call his name Isaac."
"Isaac. Isaac. My son."
When the prophecy had been fulfilled, there was much rejoicing among the people. According to the custom of the time, Abraham planned a great celebration for the day that Isaac was to be weaned. All the people gathered for the celebration, but some of them were skeptical.
"This feast in honor of Abraham's son is laughable, Og. It is a farce. What do you think?"
"I think as you do, Boaz. This child is a foundling, or it is the child of one of their slaves, which they're trying to pass off as their own. Abraham must take us all for fools." "Ah, it's a strange sort of joke, I must say."
"Yes, then you too believe that that old mule, Abraham, couldn't possibly be the father of this child?"
"Of course not. The whole thing is nonsense. Why, Abraham must be 100 years old if he's a day. And Sarah can't be much younger. What can they be thinking of?"
"Not so loud, Og. The music has stopped. They're about to show the child to the guests."
"We may as well go and have a look."
"Why not? This child of Abraham's old age."
"Yes, and this is the son which God has given us in the twilight of our lives. Look upon him and do not despise him, for the Lord God has said that from his loins tens of thousands shall spring, and that before them your pride shall be humbled. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. But the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Og, I have been looking at the face of the child. Could it be that we've been wrong?
Yes, the child is the image of Abraham. It could be the child of no other man. This is a strange thing, Boaz.
And Sarah. Look at Sarah, Og.
I see nothing about her except that she looks very happy.
Ah, that's just it, Og. Could anyone but a mother look with such joy, pride, and love on anything save the face of her own child?
That is so, Boaz. This thing is true, then. We should not have mocked Abraham and Sarah. The child is their child. There can be no doubt.
Yes, it is true. We should not have mocked them.
Abraham and Sarah watched their son grow, guiding his footsteps and teaching him the way of God. Then one day a serving maid came running from the well.
Master! Master!
What ails you, Noemi?
I went to draw water. I found it covered with a great stone and sealed with the seal of King Abimelech.
Without water, our people cannot live.
In the distance, there was camped a great army.
One of the king's generals is passing through our land to make inspection, my child.
Was it then this general who sealed the well?
No, it was a servant of the king. For kings and generals leave such matters to lesser men.
But it was by their order that the well was sealed.
That we shall know shortly. Go now, Noemi, and warn your mistress to prepare food for them.
But there is not even enough for our people.
Our people will share what they have, my child. The Lord God will provide us with what we need. I go now to meet the king's general. Hail. The blessing of God be upon you and yours.
You are he whom they call Abraham?
I am.
I greet you in the name of King Abimelech. I am Heth, servant of King Abimelech. You trespass on the king's land.
God led me and my people to this place. My people do no harm.
It's my duty to see that all people in the realm pay homage to King Abimelech. But word has come that as patriarch of your people, you are yourself almost a king.
I am the servant of the Lord God Almighty.
Then you do not serve our king. You are a dangerous man. My king comes to this place on the morrow. If he does not order you off the land, he will have you all destroyed.
But at least give them water until the arrival of your king.
They can do without that until the morrow.
But the children, my son.
Oh, it's for that my king comes to the plains. This son of yours, word of him has traveled far. It's been said the boy was sent by God himself. Children are not born to ancients such as you.
I am but the most unworthy servant of the Lord. He saw fit to bless me in my house.
We shall see. Tomorrow, when the king comes...
The night is long and you are weary, Heth. Come and share with us our evening meal.
Why, I do not understand, Abraham. You feel no anger, no fear of me.
You but do your duty as you see it, my son. For that you find favor in the sight of God.
But I have warned you that the king will order you and your people destroyed. That is an order which I must carry out.
Tomorrow is in the hands of the Lord God. Come now and rest and dine.
Your Majesty, mighty Abimelech, the man Abraham waits outside.
Have him shown in, Heth, then leave us alone.
He is a strange man, sire. It may be wiser if I remain.
You think I fear a man whose age is past 100 years?
It is not bodily harm I fear for you, sire.
Then you too have come under his spell.
Sire, to Abraham, God Almighty is a person, someone he knows well and loves deeply. This power of which we have heard, it's something I do not understand.
Bring in Abraham, and perhaps I can better understand.
As you wish, Majesty.
Greetings, Abraham.
Greetings to you, King Abimelech. The blessing of God be upon you and upon yours.
Word has come to me from many sources of your friendship with God. It has been said that you are his king on earth.
I am but his humble servant, sire. God has bestowed many blessings on me and on my people.
My man, Heth, seems much impressed. He has said there is a bond between you and the Almighty.
Yes, O King, the bond of love.
You speak with confidence, Abraham. What proof have you that God is beside you?
If proof were needed, sire, and it is not, there is my son.
Yes, I would like to see him. It is strange indeed that an old man such as you should have an infant son.
The boy is no longer an infant, Abimelech. He has passed the age of 6 years.
And you believe he is proof that God is with you?
The Lord God Almighty prophesied the boy would be born to my wife Sarah. It was as he promised me, even to the day of Isaac's birth.
It has been said that if you ask him, God will bring down vengeance on your enemies, Abraham. Is there truth in this?
Abimelech, you come to me in fear and trembling. Yet you question that I fear you not.
There is truth in that, my father. I have come to have you ask your God for protection for me and mine.
And yet you order that the life-giving water be taken from my people.
It was not by my order that the well was sealed. In truth, I knew nothing of it till you told me of it.
Then you will order the well opened?
I will make a contract with you, Father Abraham. If you will swear by your God to bring no harm to me and mine, I will restore the water.
I will swear, Abimelech.
Then let us go to the well and there take our oaths. Look there, Father Abraham, across the wilderness, so far as the eye can see. All that land is mine.
It is a vast land, sire.
Before this well of water, I swear that you and your people are free to go wherever you wish in the land.
And by the life-giving water, I swear before God that I will pray for you and yours, that I will offer sacrifice of thanksgiving for this good you have done to me and to my people.
You will find it difficult living here in the desert, Abraham.
We will plant here a grove of dates and palms, so that those who come after us will know that here is water.
It is well, Abraham.
I have set aside 7 lambs that you may take as proof of my oath. My people will take them to your steward, these sheep and oxen.
It is more than is needed, Abraham.
By these tokens, know that my people pray that the blessing of God be upon you and yours. And when the day appointed for sacrifice is here, 7 lambs will be offered on the altar in your name.
So it was that Abraham and all the people who followed him found a place of refuge, a place where they lived in peace and without fear. And each year at the time of sacrifice, 7 lambs were offered up for King Abimelech and his people. The boy Isaac grew tall and strong, and Abraham's love and pride grew with him. As the day neared for the sacrifice in the year when Isaac came of age, Abraham instructed him.
Know you the reason for sacrifice, my son?
It is by sacrifice that we show thanks to the Lord our God for the gift of life.
We show our God more, Isaac.
Our love for him and obedience to all his commands.
And what of the sacrifice?
We offer to the Lord our God that which is most precious to us.
For nothing we have but comes to us from God.
For nothing we have but comes to us from God.
That is well, my son. And what shall we offer to the Lord our God?
The youngest and purest lamb of the flock, my father.
How shall this lamb be taken to the altar?
I shall carry it on my shoulder, lest it touch the ground and become defiled by so much as one blemish.
Think you, Isaac, you are strong enough for such a burden?
The Lord our God will give me the strength I need in all things done for his glory.
You have learned your lesson well, my son. Pray that God will give you love and wisdom equal to your strength.
Isaac had been to the altar of sacrifice many times, as became the son of his father. In the beginning, he had shrunk back when he saw Abraham use the sword on the bound lamb. But his father had taught him that the swift, sharp blade was merciful. The fire had distressed him, but Abraham had made him understand that the cleansing flames purified the sacrifice. So it was that he waited now for the time when he would take an active part in offering the yearly sacrifice to God. But some days before the appointed time, Abraham came to his son in the middle of the night.
Isaac, Isaac.
Who is it?
Wake up, my son.
Father, what's happened?
Prepare yourself for a journey.
In the middle of the night?
Shh, lest you waken your mother.
We go without telling her?
It is better that way because... Oh, my son.
What is it, my father?
I go to waken Ephraim and Eliezer.
They go with us?
Yes.
Do we go to make sacrifice?
Yes, my son. We go to make sacrifice. Ephraim.
Yes, Father Abraham.
You have prepared the wood?
It is tied in a bundle and fastened to the back of an ass.
That is well. Where is Eliezer?
He waits for us with the ass.
Then all is in readiness. We start at once.
Father Abraham, you make preparations as for a sacrifice.
Yes, my son.
But the day appointed for sacrifice is 10 days away.
We go on a journey, Ephraim. At the end of that journey, we make sacrifice.
And where do we go?
That we shall know when we are come to the place.
Master... 2 days' journey have we come. How much further?
Into the land of Moriah must we go, and there wait for the sign which is to tell us the place of the sacrifice.
Master, your son Isaac becomes weary.
No, no, Ephraim. I am young and strong.
When the heart is heavy, the body quickly wearies.
The ass grows weak without food and water, Master.
When we come to the foot of that mountain, we will wait for the sign.
My father, are you sure there will be a sign?
Yes, Isaac, I am sure.
But, Father...
The Lord God Almighty commanded me, saying, take thy only begotten son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and go into the land of vision.
Tell me what more he said to you.
All in good time, Isaac. When we come to the land of Moriah, you shall know.
Master, the sun comes up over the mountain. Yet still there is no sign. We've waited 3 days.
Be patient, Ephraim.
Look! There is a strange cloud hanging over that ridge, my father. Can that be the sign for which we wait?
Yes, Isaac. It has come. We must go.
My father, let me carry the wood on my shoulder if the ass cannot carry it.
Very well, Isaac. I will place it securely so that you may walk easily.
Are you ready, Ephraim?
Ephraim remains here with Eliezer and the ass. We climb the mountain alone, my son.
We will wait here until you return, Master.
Give me then the fire and the sword, Eliezer.
Here, Master.
May the Lord God keep watch over you, Father Abraham, and make your sacrifice acceptable.
Pray rather that he will keep my hand steady and my poor heart strong for the sacrifice I must make, Ephraim. Is the wood heavy, Isaac?
No, my father. It is less heavy than a lamb would be.
The road is steep. And the path is rough, as the road to suffering is always.
My father, do you permit that I ask a question?
Yes, my son. Ask, and if it be possible, I will answer.
All these days you have been sad. You have wept and been troubled. Is our journey the cause of that?
Yes, Isaac.
You told me we go to make sacrifice to the Lord our God. In all other days, sacrifice meant rejoicing in the goodness of God.
In other days, we have worshipped God with a different kind of sacrifice, my Isaac.
You mean the lamb. It is because we have no lamb for this that you are sad.
The Lord our God will provide himself a lamb, my son. We are almost at the summit.
It is here, then, that we build a fire?
Yes, my son. It is here.
I'm glad we have finished the climb, my father. The bundle of wood had begun to cut into my flesh.
You have done well, my son.
With what are we to build the altar?
There are many stones here about, Isaac. Together we shall gather them.
So it was that together, father and son, they began gathering stones for the altar, which had to be made so that the sacrifice would be properly offered up to God. And the heart of Abraham ached as he watched the swift movements of the boy, who was the light of his life.
My father, do you think the Lord our God will show himself to me when he comes to provide himself with a lamb for the sacrifice?
The Lord God Almighty will show himself to you, my son. For you are pure in heart and without blemish.
And when the altar was completed, Abraham went about the work of untying the wood.
My father, will you let me build the fire?
This is a task for me alone, my son. Sit you there and rest.
But you are the one who is weary.
It is not fitting that you do this thing, Isaac. Pray, then. Pray that your sacrifice and mine may be acceptable to the Lord our God.
Yes, my father. I will pray so that he will know by our sacrifice that we love him and obey him in all things. All is in readiness, my father. Think you we must wait long for the Lord our God to provide himself with a lamb?
My son. My son, my only begotten son.
You weep, my father.
Come here to me, Isaac.
Yes, Father Abraham.
All your life I have tried to teach you to love God and to obey him.
I have tried to learn it well.
You know that more than any other thing on earth, you, my son, are closest to my heart.
I know.
I have told you that God commanded us to come here and to offer up a sacrifice to him.
You promised me that you would tell me what he said to you.
Yes, my son. On the night we started our journey to this place.
The night you woke me from sleep?
The Lord God came to me as he has done many times in the past.
Tell me how he looked, my father.
He came in a great light. A light like glory shining around him.
It must have been wonderful.
It was as if the heavens had opened. He called my name.
It seems as though it were the story you told of me before I was born.
My son, so many years we waited for a son. So many years your mother and I prayed. And at last, God heard our prayers.
There are tears in your eyes, my father. Why does the recollection of that make you weep?
Isaac, my son, I have taught you to bow to the will of the Lord God in all things.
Yes, my father.
Yet now I am commanded to do that which is almost more than my heart can endure.
I will help you, my father, for I too love God and would serve him in all things.
It is for that we have come to this place.
The sacrifice? You said the Lord himself would provide the victim.
The Lord God has chosen his victim, my son.
I do not see my father.
You, my dearly beloved, comfort of my old age, child of my heart, you are the chosen offering of God.
I, Father? If God has chosen me, then am I indeed a child of God?
My son.
Then if God chooses me, I will place my soul in his hands.
Are you afraid, my son?
No, my father. The Lord be praised, who has chosen me for a whole sacrifice.
My son, your mother and I prayed long before you were brought into this world. Since then, we have loved you and given you every care.
I know, Father.
I had hoped that you would follow me and father a great nation. But now, I must offer you up as a sacrifice. Wonderful beyond measure was your coming into the world. I had hoped to make you my comfort in my old age. And now, God himself must take my place.
I go gladly, my Father. And had the decision been mine alone, I still would have obeyed.
Isaac, my son, my soul is sick within me that this thing must be.
I would be unworthy of you, my father, if I were to go against the will of God. Bind me hand and foot, father, lest I start when you hold the knife over my body.
Yes. Yes, my son. I will bind you.
How will you console my mother when you go home?
God, who comforted us before you came, will comfort us again after you are gone, Isaac. The knots are tied, my son.
Then help me. Help me to the altar, father.
It shall be done. Oh, my son, would that another offering be found instead of you. But help comes only from the Lord God who has made heaven and everything upon it. Close your eyes and pray. The knife, I take it up.
Abraham! Abraham!
I am here. Who are you?
I am an angel of the Lord. Lay your hand, Abraham.
The Lord God appeared to me in a vision and commanded me to give as an offering my only son.
I come from the Lord of hosts with a message for thee.
Then speak!
The Lord has commanded that you harm not his chosen one, Isaac. For now he knows that thou fearest him, seeing thou hast not withheld thine only son from him. The Lord hath said, I will bless thee, and I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Praise be to God who brings to life those who are dead.
My father, look there.
Why? Where, Isaac?
There on the bushes. A ram sticking fast by the horns.
It is the sacrifice which the Lord God has provided, my son. Rise up, Isaac. Let us make our offering together. And together give thanks to the Lord our God for his infinite mercy to us.
And so it was that Abraham and Isaac returned to the place where they had left Ephron and Eliezer. And all together they returned to Beersheba.
I want to thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymoor for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymoor, attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need, please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymoor, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he look upon you with kindness and give you his peace. Amen.